What we witness today is deeply concerning for Parliament and for students across South Africa. Minister Buti Manamela was supposed to appear before Parliament tomorrow to explain why NSFAS was placed under administration. Instead, Parliament received late correspondence asking for more time. No presentations from either the Department of Higher Education and Training or NSFAS. And now the oversight meeting itself has effectively collapsed. At the same time, the matter is now before the courts. There are governance disputes unfolding publicly, and serious instability continues inside NSFAS. The DA believes Parliament cannot be sidelined when it comes to decisions of this magnitude involving billions of rands and the future of students. South Africans deserve transparency, accountability, and stability, not endless governance crises, legal battles, and administrative collapse. These latest developments further strengthen the DA's position that NSFAS in its current form has failed and must be replaced with a new decentralized funding model that puts students first.